The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs!
The celebrations.
And it takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. And Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
All right, happy hump day, everybody. This is the Bulletin Blitz, your audio day of the segment here on the Bart Winkler Show with the soon-to-be-defunct Infinity Sports Network. I don't know where the hell you're going to get your audio day after we sign off, because I sure as hell am not going to be pulling up cuts anymore. A little thing called cut sheets. I mean, I haven't been sending those to Bart in like 3 months, but I certainly won't be sending any more cuts to anyone else. On a Wednesday, December 17, 2025, Bart, let's start with some comments that Puka Nacua, receiver for the Rams, made as he was on a live stream with Aiden Ross and Neon, whoever the bleep those guys are. The comments obviously went viral, as most things do when somebody says something that's mildly interesting, and people just want to use the word viral for anything that happens to get shared more than, you know, 1,000 times. Here's Puka. Says he thinks some NFL referees, they only make calls just to get some TV time.
The refs are the worst because there's just some of the rules aren't, and like these guys are lawyers and like they want to be on TV too, bro. Like the game, you don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football, like that was
no way,
like that wasn't PI, like, but I called it. Like,
seriously, they do that?
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too.
Yeah, I don't know how much these refs get together outside of their crews. I think it's good for Puka Nacua to say something juicy like that, because if you look up Puka Nacua right now on Google or Twitter headlines, you know, this headline buries the other ones that are being written about Puka right now. He's just up to a lot of stuff. He's a busy guy. So I don't think that these refs are doing that. I think that when you are a ref and you make a bad call in the moment, you gotta eat it and live with it, and you don't like ever brag about the bad call. You might like laugh about it long after, but I think that these refs, when they make a bad call, try to justify it to themselves until the day they die that it was the right call. So I think he's full of it in that one.
I do, too. Although, I will say this about umpires kind of living with the L. There's only referees, rather. There is one umpire, which is why I actually said the word in the first place, that I completely forgot his name, but I respect the one who blew Armando Galarraga's perfect game. Because he went so far, like, I made a bad call. I screwed up. I took this moment away from this kid. Took history away from everybody that was watching it. Again, his name escapes me, but
Joyce?
I thought it was Jim Joyce. I just didn't want to make an ass of myself by giving it the wrong
person.
You're
right, Jim Joyce.
Okay, so that's what I had a feeling. But good for him for owning up. You know, listen, refs, umpires, they're humans too.
Why can't MLB just change it?
They really should just retroactively, you know what, that was it. He was out. Let's just give him the perfect game. Because Galarraga, you know, pretty much completely got derailed. His career ended. He went back to the minors and then just could not make it to the show again. So it's a shame. I still consider it a perfect game, even though history will not deem it so. All right, let's hear from Cam Ward, quarterback from the Titans. His team really, really stinks. I don't know how much of an impact he's made as a number one overall pick that the team nor himself would probably like to think that could make a bigger one. But the roster isn't very good, and they did fire their head coach, it feels like, eons ago, Brian Callahan. If you forgot who he was, so did I. He was the head coach coming into the season for the Titans. Cam Ward has been forthright, says, hey, I'd like some input on who the next head coach is going to be. And here he is talking about that the front office is aware of the fact that he'd like to be involved in that decision.
I had a conversation with him about wanting to be involved. They know how much I want to be involved. And then especially just not even with the scheme part of it, just, you know, as the head coach, who he is on an everyday basis. And then just then we'll get into, you know, the scheme, what, you know I'm good at, what I want to do, what he thinks, you know, will also help me.
He's the number one overall pick. You put a lot of resources into Cam Ward. Cam Ward does not need to bring a list and say, here are nine guys that I like, but it would be, I think, malpractice if the Titans didn't go to him and say, what's going to help? We're looking for a coach. We're going to consider all things, of course. But what's going to help? Like, what would help you? What are the things that would help you as a player from a coach? What are you looking for? What just motivates you the most? And just to know that information cannot be a negative.
I agree, and I believe the Giants, who are also going to be looking for a head coach, should do the same thing with Jackson Dart. I'm not saying that he needs to be sitting in the interviews, but I believe Dart, being the franchise quarterback, as long as he can stay healthy, he should get some input as well. So I don't blame either of these rookie guys for wanting to kind of get a say in who's going to be their guy to help with the development. Let's go to Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Dolphins. Tua, you're benched. Quinn Ewers, you're going to be starting against the Bengals. Here's McDaniel on the decision to do so.
The decision is complicated but simple.
Let's start that in a channel that's actually up.
The decision is complicated but simple. The simple piece is I think Quinn gives this team the best chance to win. You know, our focus is obviously to win the next three games, but in particular, like I tell the players, we are focused on beating the Bengals, so that was the motivation.
They want to get a look at Quinn. That's good. They still do have Zach Wilson on the team, right? He's not hurt. He's going to be the number two, and then Tua would be the emergency three. Is this about giving them the best chance to win, or is it about what we talked about last night? Like, Mike McDaniel still wants to keep this job, you assume. So does he want to show the powers that be that, hey, here's what I look like with a quarterback that, you know, doesn't let me down constantly in Tua? There's a lot that we could talk about Tua. We might. On a normal night, we would. A lot of you guys want to talk, and that's how I want to go out. So we'll take your calls coming up. 888-710-4476. We can talk Tua. We can talk the Bears maybe moving to Gary, Indiana. All coming up.